You're listening to SBS News.
One Nation Senator Malcolm Roberts has accused the Bureau of Meteorology of promoting a climate change narrative during his questioning of the Weather Agency's director at a Senate estimates hearing. Senator Roberts took issue with a graph he says no longer can be accessed on the Bureau's website, which outlined the number of hot days from 1920 to 2015.
It can no longer be accessed. This graph goes against the narrative of the climate extremists, and it was removed. Was it removed because it goes against the narrative, or was it removed because it was an error?
The Bureau's chief executive, Dr. Andrew Johnson, said he had not seen the graph referenced, but rejected the idea the Weather Agency would adopt any such narrative.
Well, firstly, I reject the premise of your overarching question. The Bureau of Meteorology simply reports on the data in which we observe. The integrity of our data is of the highest order, and I stand absolutely 100% behind it.
The Senate committee also heard from Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young, who questioned Department of Environment and Energy officials over Australia's response to climate change.
Watching comparable countries around the world declaring a climate emergency, has anyone in the department given any thought to briefing the government about the state of the climate emergency that we face?
Climate Change and Energy Innovation Deputy Secretary Joe Evans took issue with the Senator's language describing the changing climate.
I'm not using the word emergency, you are. So if you look at the scientific basis for climate change, in Australia you're already seeing increases in temperature, average temperature of around 1 degree. We regularly brief the government on the facts of climate science and the nature of the impacts both for Australia and globally.
It comes as Labor again tried to push for the Parliament to declare climate change as an emergency, with climate spokesman Mark Butler putting a motion in the House of Representatives.
This motion responds to the calls from more than 370,000 Australians who have participated in the largest e-petition to this Parliament ever, calling for this Parliament to recognise climate change as an emergency.
But there were only five opposition members in the chamber, leading Energy Minister Angus Taylor to brand the move as purely symbolic.
So they're left with empty symbolism, hollow gestures. Labor is not committing to anything meaningful. The Victorian Premier himself has said that this is not about words and motions, this is about actions.
But there was some rare support from Nationals MP Barnaby Joyce on the drought.
If they want to work in a more bipartisan way, I'm not going to knock that. Obviously, I commend them for putting me in their cabinet. I don't know about a war cabinet, but I commend them for a bipartisan approach.
Nakari Thorpe, SBS News.